We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Had been and maybe still are dealing with that traffic jam on the I-10 New Orleans East, heading from New Orleans to Slidell. I mean, that was a parking lot. I don't know what it's like right now. We'll have another traffic update in just a few minutes, but a couple of wrecks out there. It was a mess, and it's amazing the way people drive out there. When I drive that stretch of highway between the Twin Spans and the high-rise, it's amazing there are not more accidents the way people drive. As fast as they drive and cutting in and out of traffic, it's just, I guess it's a miracle there are not more accidents. If you're just tuning in, we've had a really interesting show. And I said at the very beginning of the show that tonight there's going to be a super full moon. So right now, that super full moon is lurking just below the horizon. It's there. It's waiting to come up. And when the sun goes down, the moon's going to start creeping up. And then there's going to be that big, giant, full super moon hanging up in the sky. As you know, weird things happen sometimes during a full moon. I don't really believe that, but that's what some people say. In fact, we'll talk more about some of the myths about that as we talk about the super full moon. Even though there are people, you know, there are people who work in law enforcement, people who work in emergency rooms, and they will tell you that there's more activity when there's a full moon. But yet, that has really been, over the years, that has been dispelled as just being a myth. And maybe when there's a full moon, I don't know, maybe people get this subconscious feeling that it's okay to act out because it's a full moon. Anyway, we'll get to more on that a little bit later. But I said, you know, you never know who's going to call this show. So I had a call last hour, and the caller said, trying to tell me that the white supremacist movement, and we talked about this because it came up. I wasn't talking about it, but well, I did. I did mention a movie that I watched last night. But it came up because Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser wants the city to turn the monuments, the Confederate monuments, which were taken down almost 2 years ago. Hard to believe, isn't it? Almost 2 years ago. Turn them over to the state, and the state will do something, and then the state will negotiate with City Park over the PGT Beauregard statue. And, you know, look, do something with them. Okay, there are people who want to see them. There are people that those monuments are meaningful to some people, so put them somewhere. I don't know how popular they're going to be, but, you know, do something with them, because that's what everybody was told when they were taken down. So then this caller tells me that the white supremacist movement is made up. It's not true. Last night, as a guest of the Sacred Music Festival, they had a dinner and they showed a film in advance of the Sacred Music Festival, which is going to be at the Healing Center in New Orleans on St. Claude, April the 6th. It's a free festival. Very interesting stuff going on there. It was a movie titled White Right Meeting the Enemy. And it dealt with a lot of actual footage. It dealt with a Muslim activist going to meet the enemy, the white supremacists. And the movie was about members of the National Socialist Movement. And I sat there and I watched this movie with blacks. I mean, I'm a white guy. There were blacks there, male and female. There were Jews. There were Muslims. There were Christians there. It was a really interesting environment in which to watch this. It's interesting that I watched this and I realized that I was a white kid born uptown, but grew up most of my life in the suburbs of New Orleans, in Metairie. And I wondered, what was it about me that makes me so different from those white supremacists? And it's just, it's haunting that that mentality exists. And one of the things that came out of this was that there are people who join the white supremacist movement because they want to feel like they belong to something. In the same way that there are young black males that join gangs, there are Hispanics that join gangs, because they're not getting any kind of structure. They're not getting any kind of limits set. You know, young people, whether they act like they want it or not, they really do crave for limits to be set. And that comes from a deep-rooted subconscious sense that you really don't know everything and you're really insecure. and teenagers won't admit it, but they want limits set. It's important. And so they find that structure within a gang. Well, some of these white people found structure within the white supremacist movement. It gave meaning to their lives. I'm not justifying it at all, because it's sad that somebody has to go find meaning in a gang or in a white supremacist movement. But for the caller that said that the white supremacist movement does not exist, I watched this film last night. Look up Brian Culpepper. That's a real person. Brian Culpepper was an admitted white supremacist. He reformed. He changed. He gave it up. When he met this Muslim activist who was doing this film, and then he saw the mistreatment of Muslims just because they're Muslim in this country, and he resigned the National Socialist Movement. Richard Spencer, part of the alt-right, well-to-do, from a rather wealthy family. That's a real person, a white supremacist, by their own admission. Arna Michaels, another name. Jeff Shoep, S-C-H-O-E-P. Also the National Socialist Movement. These things are real. And one of the most scary things that came out of this film last night was one of the former white supremacists said that what they are is a bunch of egomaniacs with no self-esteem. And I also noticed that the effect that this Muslim woman had, this young Muslim woman had doing these interviews, she won them over as a friend. They even said in the well, you know, no, I wouldn't want that to happen to you because, well, I would consider you to be a friend because she hung out with them and she spent time with them and they got to know her. So what it tells me is something I've always believed, that, you know, we're so friendly with the individuals that we run into in our lives, but we hate the whole group that they come from. You know, you hate all Muslims, but no, but you're okay because you're here and, you know, we've kind of become friends. And so that was just a striking moment for me in the movie. I've been criticized quite often on this show because I don't stand up for my race. No, I don't. What I stand up for on this show is equality. I'm not black, but I stand up for equality for blacks. I'm not gay, but I stand up for equality for gays. I'm not a woman, but I stand up for equality for women. The common denominator on this show, if you think this show's like, if there's no backbone here, you think the show is like just about a bunch of different stuff and there's no common denominator here? No, the common denominator is equality. The common denominator is treating people fairly. And that is the foundation upon which our nation was built. And to deny that is to deny knowledge that you understand what it really means to be a true, patriotic American. Tonight on CNN, a town hall meeting with John Hickenlooper. Interesting name. I talked about John Hickenlooper a long time ago, and I said among the Democrats, John Hickenlooper should be somebody to watch because he's very moderate. He was very good as mayor of Denver. He was very good as governor of Colorado. Wasn't perfect, but he was very good. A smart businessman in Denver. Had restaurant, craft beer pubs. And he divested his interest in those things when he got into politics, which is what you're supposed to do. Not everybody does that, as you know, but he did. And I just think that he is a moderate Democrat to watch in the upcoming election. So he's going to be in a town hall meeting tonight on CNN if you want to check that out. Also, I want to mention that LSU plays Yale, first game of the NCAA tournament tomorrow, and the tip-off time is 11:40, so we'll have a late start to our show, but we will be here. Okay, so I wanted to talk this hour about Patriots owner Robert Kraft being offered a deal. Charges would be dropped if he admitted that he would be found guilty if they had a trial, but he's turning that down. And he is apparently going to fight it. Now, if he is guilty, should he face consequences, or do you think he's going to get away with it because he's rich and influential? And should the NFL come down on him the way the NFL has come down on other people? And you have heard the story that, you know, that Roger Goodell and Robert Kraft are close. So is he not going to be treated fairly because of Roger Goodell? I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. But I don't know if we're going to focus a lot on that. I want to talk a little bit about the full moon. So if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And boy, here's a text. I mean, not text. Here's a song that was popular, what, the 60s, by Sam Cooke, and it's pertinent today. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Moonlight Feels Right. One of the reasons, and I'll get back to your calls here in just a moment, but one of the reasons that it has become folklore that people act up during a full moon is because early in time, before there was electricity, people depended on the moon for light. And so when the moon was big and bright, and if there's a super full moon like we're going to see tonight, people stayed out later. They were drinking and hanging out and doing stuff, and there was more debauchery. It was like having this big light in the sky, because this was long before electricity. So the idea that there's moonlight out here, you know, we're going to still party, we're still going to go. Not that everybody's party, but they people would go out and do stuff. People would be more active. And so that's how it started, the myth that, you know, people go crazy and crazy things happen when there's a full moon. And lunatic comes from the word lunar, the word that has led us to the word lunar, meaning moon. So I have done some research on this. And even though there may be some of you who swear that activity kicks up on a full moon, there really isn't evidence year after year after year that backs that up. There certainly are going to be some spikes here and there, and maybe some people hear full moon tonight. They know there's going to be a full moon, so maybe subconsciously they feel like, okay, well, I could be crazy tonight, or if I'm going to do something kind of nutty tonight, I'm going to do it tonight because there's a full moon, or I guess I can't help myself if I do something because there's a full moon. In fact, many, many years ago, there were attorneys that would use the full moon as a defense in a criminal trial. Like the guy killed somebody, it wasn't his fault, it was the fault of the full moon. Kind of like blaming entertainment for behavior today. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. And from Gentilly, L, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. I've been fussing with you since you've been asking questions on B97, but I'm not fussing today, though.
You've been fussing with me. Okay, well, that's all right. That's all right.
I'm just telling my age, how old I am. Just a quick comment about how we were traumatized with the influx of people with the monuments. My son went to a school in the area by City Park, and, you know, every day someone was out there with flags and guns at Beauregard statue. And we were, you know, having a field trip, and I asked in the parent group, I said, is that field trip still going on? Because the kids were going to walk down Esplanade to City Park. And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea because, you know, I was raised watching Keep Your Eye on the Prize. And I had seen and been traumatized by watching these videos from the Civil Rights era of what those people with the flags waving, what the end result could be. So, you know, I said, well, I'm going to keep my child at home. And I wasn't even attacked in the parent group that I was going to keep my child at home because my voice was not valid. My fear was not real, so they say it. And I had to go into a whole explanation on generational trauma and how, you know, this is just not going to sit well with me. I don't want my child to even experience or see this. This is something from the past and it needs to stay in the past. I don't want to see that level of violence because you think it should be okay and it might not be okay. We were really traumatized, but when people of color did speak out about it, like your caller, no one believes us. Nobody believes us, you know.
But Al, you know, there was some, you know, there were protests, but all of them were not violent. And you know, you can also, I mean, depending on your child and depending on the age of your child, you could also, mm-hmm. you know, use that as a teaching moment, you know, and say, well, look, this is why these people are doing this and this is why it's wrong. And there's nothing wrong with your child understanding the history of who he is or who she is.
Well, these were kindergarten. These were, I'm sorry, was first grade, first, second grader.
Yeah.
And for me, that was just, it was, I felt like it's on my own time, I will explain that to my kid.
Then I understand that completely.
Yeah,
and I have to leave it there. I let you fuss with me more, but I got news coming up. And somebody's going to fuss at me if I don't get to news. So I appreciate your call. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot, and we'll talk about the full moon when we come back on WWL. There may be some people barking at the super full moon tonight. Have you had experience with the full moon to the point where you honestly believe, contrary to what I've researched? And again, I'm not saying that I'm infallible with my research, but in what I've researched, I'm convinced from the things that I looked into that over time, there's no consistent information that indicates that the full moon does indeed cause people to act crazy. And for those who talk about the effect the moon has on our tides, that the moon has that effect on our brains, if I'm not mistaken, the moon has an effect on more open bodies of water. That the moon doesn't really have a tremendous effect on lakes, especially enclosed lakes. And I think our brains would be considered more of like an enclosed thing, more like an enclosed lake than just an open body of water. So I don't know. If you want to share with me your experience during a full moon, you certainly can. But this doesn't happen that often, and it's a super full moon tonight. So we're talking about it. Let me get back to more of your calls. And from New Orleans, David, welcome to WWL.
Hey, what's going on, Scoot? How are you doing?
David.
Great.
Good.
Great. Yeah, I don't, for that last caller, about the statues, I think the statues ought to stay up. You know, I ain't seen a problem.
Well, we're not,
them.
That's not our topic today.
Okay,
we're talking about
right,
whether or not the city has changed.
The city has changed. No, it's still filthy. It's still got all kind of graffiti.
Yeah.
The mayor is not pushing things forward on the graffiti, all the filth. Downtown, okay, and that's my issue on that. But the guy said there's no more white supremacist group. I was down there myself, and you know, I was for keeping the statues as a black guy. And I ran into some white guys out there, and then, man, I didn't have no problem. I didn't have a problem out of them, you know what I'm saying? They probably did have some bad people out there, but I didn't run into them. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good. And no, hey, so you agree with the president? There's good people on both sides. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right. Can I say this? This is for that last caller. It's telling me she was traumatized by the protesters. Let me tell the lady. She sounded like she was black, and she probably was. I'm a black guy. Across you from my mama, they have these younger people. They must be in their 30s and maybe early 40s. They throw all kind of. My mama told him, don't poke on her property. Don't poke on the property. They got peed about that. They throw all kind of trash in the yard.
Well, David,
okay?
David, I got the impression.
Hold on. This is going to. No. This is for this. The lady said all that. But that black people doing that to my mama. My mama, white neighbor, a younger white neighbor, treat my mama with respect. The black people in my mama that she got into it, throw all kind of trash in the yard. They say all kind of derogatory statements about me. The white lady, I have no problems. The blacks over there in that neighborhood are something else. So
and
lady,
I, look,
it's
I
two
understand
sides
that.
Of,
I understand. It's two sides to every story, David,
about that protesting.
I understand that happens, but I think what she was referring to is the film that she has seen from our past of what happened between law enforcement and protesters. And it was absolutely brutal. I didn't think she was talking about the protesters around the monuments when that was going on. I'm getting a couple of texts asking me whether or not I believe in equal rights. Here's one. Do you stand up for equality for whites also? Another one says, who stands up for equality for whites, women, and straights? Well, I try to. I try to stand up for equality. Whether it's white or black or straight or gay or male or female. And that's one of the common denominators on this show. And that is who I am socially and politically and personally because of what I've seen in my life and my travels and how I've seen people treated and my understanding of history and what I've seen as I've, you know, lived my life up to this point. It's the things that you see have made me who I am. And so, of course, I stand up for the rights of whites. Absolutely. You know, it's like I like I can say I like white wine, but it doesn't mean I don't enjoy Pinot Noir. I can say I like vanilla ice cream, but that doesn't mean I hate strawberry. So, you know, it's really that simple. You can stand up for something, and it doesn't mean that you're not standing up for something else as well.
On the phone. I have
okay,
a
hey, hey, Phil, you're on WWL. Yeah.
Hey, Phil. You're talking about the full moon.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell anybody from South Louisiana that our crabs don't get fuller during the full moon.
The crabs are going to what?
They be real heavy and full.
Heavy
everybody
and full,
like to
okay.
get crabs, yeah, during full moon.
Okay. I like hearing that.
Hello.
That's a good thing. Debbie, you're on WWL.
Hi, it's
Hi.
Scoot.
Yes.
Hi, Scoot. I heard that you got hurt on
yes,
the radio.
Well, I was in the street, but not on the radio, yeah.
No, you
heard on the radio, okay.
But what I heard was that, because I listen every day, but anyways, I heard that it was a blue motorcycle.
Yes.
And I don't know if it was in the Tulane Avenue area. Jeff Davis area?
No, it was Canal Street. It was Canal Street.
Okay. Well, from what I understood then, it's not very far from where I keep seeing a blue motorcycle where I go get gas every day. Hmm. And I've seen it 3 times in the past month, at least.
Well, Deborah, I appreciate you paying attention to that, but, you know, there's a lot of blue motorcycles out there, and I don't think
maybe I can give you a heads up, and they might want to just check that.
Well, if you would call Crime Stoppers,
okay.
And I think it's
822-1111.
Yes, if you would call them and pass that on to them, I hope they would follow up on that if there's anything to follow up on. And I really appreciate you thinking about me and paying attention in that way.
Yeah. Well, God bless, and I will make that call.
All right, Deborah, appreciate that. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. You got a comment 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It's amazing how many songs that I found that were all about the moon. And tonight, there's going to be a super full moon hanging up in our sky. Tonight, if you're looking up in the sky, it's going to be clear. You're going to see it. Beautiful full moon. And what I'd like you to do is, when you see that full moon tonight, I'd like you to remember that we talked about it on the show, and maybe that will be a reminder for you to make sure that you tune into our show tomorrow afternoon. You know, some of the things that we talk about, I talk about them because I want these things to be reminders later in the day and during your evening that you go, oh, yeah, Scoot was talking about, oh, yeah, I got to tune into Scoot tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 on WWL. Let's see. Coach O's got a contract extension. He's going to be making about $4 million a year. And I'm sure Sports Talk will be talking about that with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick coming up next, along with many other things. Let's get back to your calls. And from Araby, Raymond, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Raymond.
The moon has everything to do with the tides. Now, a lake is a lake. The definition of a lake is an inland body of water that has no gravitation pull to the oceans. But they have a full moon and they have the dark moon. On the dark moon, your tides are much greater. The crabs, the male crabs are much better on the dark moon, and female crabs are much better on the white moon.
Really? I prefer the male crabs because they're not... Go ahead.
The moon just really has everything. The gravitation pull, that's what gives us life. I've never graduated from college or anything, but my grandpa, okay, well, we put these seeds in the ground today. We're going fishing on this day 3 days before the moon because the fish bite better because the water's moving.
Well, but the water is more moving rather than an enclosed lake. The water is more moving with any lake that is attached to open waters. For example, Lake Pontchartrain, it goes through the Rigolets and ends up in the Gulf of Mexico. So
the lake is really not considered a lake because it's less than 2 nautical miles open to the Rigolets. That's what determines a lake.
Well, okay, I don't know that technical definition of a lake, but it is ultimately an open waterway that leads to the Gulf. Look, I'm not an expert. I'm just going by the things that I've read.
I'm not either, but believe me, I believe in the moon. If you want your hair to grow, go cut it 3 days before the moon.
All right, Raymond.
Your toenails, 3 days before the moon, and watch the results you get.
All right. I appreciate the call. Is any of that stuff true? I don't know. From Slidell, Derek got time for a fast comment. Hello, Derek. Derek, are you with us? Okay, sounds like we lost contact with Derek. So a movie opened up on this day in 1992, and there was controversy. Activists claimed the movie was anti-gay, and protesters turned out at theaters to protest this movie. What movie was it? I'll have the answer for you when we come right back after this break. I just got a text here. One of the best moon songs ever written is Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon. So, we'll play that going to break here. I'm Scooch. We're coming back on WWL. Super full moon tonight. Here's a text that says, in maritime terms, Lake Pontchartrain is an inland bay. Man, I love it when I do this show and I actually learn something. I mean, it's amazing. You tune in the show in the afternoon and you never know when you might accidentally learn something. It was on this day in 1992, the movie Basic Instinct, starring Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone, opened up nationwide. And activists claimed the movie was anti-gay, and they turned out to protest at several theaters. See, I don't remember being anti-gay. You know what I remember about that movie? I remember when Sharon Stone's character, I remember when she is in the police station and she's being questioned. And I guess maybe her leg falls asleep and she has to cross her legs. Remember that scene? Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick coming up next. I'm sure included in their conversation will be a conversation about Coach O's new contract. Somebody did the math here, and it says Coach Ogeron is making $10,958 a day. $333,333 a month. And then it says, and can't beat Alabama. Okay, well, since he gets this raise, who knows? I mean, maybe he'll beat them next time around. At least we hope so. Okay, so LSU plays in the NCAA tournament tomorrow. Hopefully they do better than they did in the SEC tournament. LSU is taking on Yale. I mean, I thought those guys at Yale, I thought they had to go to school and stay in class so long that they didn't have time to play basketball. Anyway, they've got a very good basketball team. Tip-off time is tomorrow morning at 11:40, so we'll have a delayed start, but we will be here with you tomorrow afternoon. Sports Talk is next with Bobby and Christian. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our studio producer, Tim Zimmer, who did a great job today, and our show producer, Todd Manessis. And thank you for being part of our show. And even though we don't always agree, I do enjoy getting together with you every afternoon. We are back right after the LSU-Yale game. Hopefully we're talking about a victory here on WWL. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.